And now for today's commentary. Down on the farm, what a lift to your spirits. Optimism triumphs over pessimism. A new day with the promise of new life. Spring is here. A new crop is in the ground and growing. And with that, a promise of better days ahead. Last week, I climbed up on our big tractor and rode back and forth across the field as we finished planting our soybeans. As I drove the country roads, the corn was up to where you could even row it. And the soil, I've never seen it work so well. No clods, no wet spots. Now, you may not have a farm, you may not even have a garden, but surely you can enjoy the fresh smell of newly worked soil. Pick it up in your hands and feel it sift through your fingers. It's not mud, and it's not dust. It's perfect for planting and germinating a seed. And that's the way it has been all spring. Yes, since the subsoil is not fully recharged, we are at risk for drought this summer, and I worry about that. But for now, this is a time to enjoy the birth of a new season and a new millennium. Cattle are not a big enterprise on our farm, but we do have 14 new baby calves. They are Angus, but as a surprise to us, three of them are red, not black. But they're still very cute. I could even sense that with the improved price of pigs, my pigs are happier. My pigs lost a lot of self-esteem when no one thought they were worth very much a couple years ago. And now they feel more confident. With the Congress debating farm policy and permanent normal trade with China and taxes and so forth, farmers are doing their job, planting and tending a new crop for a new year. How happy I am to be John Block down on the farm.